Chapter 8. The Auberge du Pêcheur occupied a three-story, whitewashed building above the Eco-Museum, on the curve of the hill as it rose steeply up from Port Tudy toward Le Bourg. A handwritten menu chalked on a blackboard leaned against maroon doors in the yellow light of a coach lamp over the entrance. Heads turned curious eyes in the direction of the door as Enzo ushered Jane in ahead of him. A waitress in jeans and a knitted top led them to their table past tables and shelves crowded with island bric-a-brac, ceramic seagulls, pewter pots, an enormous traditional groisillon cafetière called a grec. Painted boats and seascapes hung on cream walls crowded with brass and glass and uplit by dozens of small table lamps. Diners occupied several tables in the restaurant, and Enzo doubted if there was a single one of them who didn't know who they were. With the possible exception of a young couple in hiking boots and heavy sweaters, anoraks over the backs of their chairs, who looked as if they could be late-season tourists on a walking holiday. There was an audible lull in conversation as Enzo and Jane took their seats, and interested ears strained to hear what they might say. Enzo took some satisfaction from the realization that whatever discernible conversation might ensue between Jane and himself, it would be in English, and unlikely to be understood.
"They do wonderful seafood here," Jane said, "if you're into that."
Enzo smiled.
"I am."
The waitress brought a chalkboard menu to their table and sat it up on a chair for them to read. Her eyes lingered for a moment on Enzo, then she smiled.
"Nice to see you again, Madame Killian," she said in French.
Jane just smiled and said nothing, and the waitress left them to make their choice.
"The shrimp are always good, and the dorade."
"Then I'll have shrimp for an entree, and dorade for my main course,"
Jane grinned.
"Now I'll feel bad if you don't like them."
"Don't worry. I'll pretend I do, even if I don't."
She laughed, and some of the tension seemed to leave her.
"Such a gentleman."
"Shall I choose a wine?"
"Please."
Enzo cast his eyes over the wine list and picked out a 2005 Mémoire Blanc from Château Clermont-Thermes. When they had ordered, he rested his chin on interlocked hands and looked appraisingly at Jane Killian.